Well, good evening, everybody. Seemed like I had some extra duties tonight, so a little behind on what I was supposed to have done. Seemed like my workload was a little heavier tonight, and it's just me. I mean, how does that happen? I apologize for being a few minutes late, but you're more than welcome to take that out of my pay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And we're here, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. We're here for a special broadcast that I have. Thank you, VP, for being here with me. We're here for a special broadcast that I wanted to segregate for this night. I believe it's Monday, and this broadcast will be aired June 28th, 2021. The unique thing about the way we do our show is the show is live and it gets uploaded the same day. So it's live on social media, and it also gets uploaded in our podcast the very same day. We don't spend a whole lot of time editing because the equipment that we have makes it so it's just about edit proof, y'all. Yeah, we don't, you know, I don't have to spend 95 hours editing and clipping and cutting and trying to sound like I'm some sort of person that I'm not. We want you to feel the feeling of this show. It's real, it's authentic, it's raw. And so that's what we do. This is Impacting Life 24/7 again with your host, CL King. Thank you for tuning in with us. Those that tune in to our live broadcast is broadcast on Facebook Live on my personal page, CL King. And we've been doing that since the very beginning, really haven't changed. We may do something different on our business page, but it's just because everybody has connected with me there that it's just one of those things that we wanted to do live and give people an opportunity to participate in the topics that may be of interest to them in a live environment. But then on our podcast, which is heard, which is hosted through Podbean and is heard in 33 states, 13 countries, and on almost 20 different platforms around the world. Man, those people, that podcast audience, man, you guys are the cream of the crop because you guys intentionally download our show. You intentionally support us night after night, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 7:30 is when the show runs, and about 10 or 11 is when it gets finally done, uploaded. But you guys you got to understand the difference between the podcast world and the Facebook, TikTok, live, whatever live environment you are. People can come by and pass by and view what you're doing. But usually those in the podcast arena, when they download your podcast, they're intentionally doing it. They don't accidentally just breeze by your podcast. Number one. Number two, when they download it, they usually have the intention of listening to it. So that's why we give such high regard to our podcast audience joining us through all the various platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, you know, the list goes on and on. I wish I had the list in front of me, but, Siri, I mean, just so many different platforms now, Pandora, Alexa, that you can say, Alexa, play Impacting Life 24/7 with CL King. And so we're just very, very blessed that that population of people who download our podcast and listen to it faithfully every week is truly the engine behind what we're doing. Because that's what a podcast is about. Usually a podcast is a downloadable audio file that people listen to. And we add just a sweetener to the process by doing it Facebook Live. Really, we would probably have the same results, if not better, if we didn't do Facebook Live at all. But for me as a professional speaker, I wanted to have some sort of pressure, man. I didn't want to just be in a studio where I could edit out everything. I wanted to have some sort of pressure of giving you the real deal. And sometimes it's embarrassing when it's the real deal. So, again, Impacting Life 24/7 with your old CL King. You can find our podcast at clkingspeaker.com, or you can go to impactinglife247.podbean.com. That's how you can become a subscriber. Of course, you can subscribe on any of the major outlets that I listed, and, of course, many others that you can find throughout the world. So tonight, I wanted to be in the studio by myself and spend a few moments with you all. You guys know that I had Greg and our team, our staff, works very diligently in vetting people to come on the show. We're getting ready to go into the second half of the year, and our team is already gearing up for every Saturday for us to vet people, to interview them, pre-interview them before they come on the show. We don't just let people come on based off of their resume or their pedigree. We pre-interview them. And so we're getting ready to go into that next phase of this show. And so, you know, that's why we have people on. But we could produce this show without any guests. I have enough content to speak for the rest of my natural life on this earth. But I'm thankful that it's not all about me. That's why we created this show, because it's not all about me. It's about bringing people on that have an impact. And you guys know we bring all different types of people on from all walks of life. And we ask you to support them. We ask you to go to their website. We ask you to get their books. We promote them. We do everything in our power to collaborate with these folks, to leverage their time on our show. Because, you know, it's not every day that you get to, you can come on here and be in Greece at the same time. See, we have folks that download our show in Greece, in Brazil, in Israel, and all, you know, many other countries. So there is a benefit to coming on Impacting Life 24/7, ladies and gentlemen. And our podcast hosts, I mean, our podcast sponsors get that same benefits. Yes, they help support us financially every month. But in return, we promote their businesses and organizations and books on all of our platforms. But tonight is a little bit different, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is a little different. I wanted to spend some time with you alone in the virtual studios to declare to you and give you our heart. This the mission of Impacting Life 24/7 is really about what this show is tonight. I have been watching for the past couple weeks, maybe a month, maybe a 2 months. I don't know exactly how long, but it's been a measurable amount of time. And I've been watching my wife gather items to ship off to a lady. And I've been watching her reach out on our community, you know, our HOA group, and reach out to folks and say, hey, listen, I really want to try to bless this lady with, because of what she's going through. Would anyone be interested in contributing? And I've saw that through my peripheral. I've watched, and I'm just like, okay, well, that's really nice. That's honorable. That's, you know, a virtual pat on the back to my wife for trying to reach out and help somebody. I don't know the lady. And so I'm just like, I'm going on with my business. You know, sometimes that's just the way we are. Y'all know that, right? We're so focused on our agendas, on our mission, on our programs, on our itinerary, that we have a tendency to overlook those things that are in our peripheral. And you know what? If you don't master your peripheral vision, when you're driving, you're going to get into a wreck. That was good, man. Oh, man, that was good. It's the truth. If you don't master your peripheral vision, when you're driving, you're going to get into a wreck. It's just your peripheral is just as important as what you see in front of your nose, right? And so as I'm listening to my wife reaching out to ladies and other groups and Facebook groups and such to gather some items for this lady who is in need, you know, I haven't really given it much thought. After all, I'm the host of Impact Life 24/7. Greg is helping us push the throttle down. Mike is our co-host. Danny is the brains behind everything, Brainiac. And Katrina is helping us keep this thing balanced. Man, our team is just like, we're focused, man. We got something to do. But then I realized, man, let me listen further. Let me listen a little closer to what my wife is doing, because she's gathering this stuff, lotions from people and care packages and stuff. But, man, I didn't know that it was on this wise. I didn't know that it was on this level, y'all. And for somebody to make it on Impacting Life 24/7, it has to have been an impact in some capacity. And here it is, yours truly, CL King, was impacted by this story. And I just want to tell you about Gina Zanatelli and her family. Gina Zanatelli, some time ago, had a growth under her tongue. Now, this is the lady that my wife has been trying to gather products for from people to volunteer to send to her, like a care package. She had a growth under her tongue some time ago, and it looked at by the surgeon and a specialist. And at that time, to remove it, it was going to cost over $1,000. And with her husband David away deployed, and they had them having four kids at the home at that time, Gina working full time, it just didn't work out to where she could have it removed. And, you know, she would have needed to take time off from work. And you guys know how this is. You know, don't anybody get it twisted, man. You don't know anyone's situation. You know, sometimes people can't take off from work. Sometimes, you know, financially they can't. Sometimes logistically they can't. And so at this particular time, she just couldn't take off. And so, you know, it was like, you know, let's just wait and let's see how this thing is growing or how this thing is going. Maybe it's just an anomaly and I will go on with my life. So they kept watch over it over the next 6 months, every 6 months, by going to the dentist. And then in mid-November 2020, it started to bother Gina. And it had gotten bigger. And so she went to the dentist in January. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys understand that in just a moment's notice, in just a blink of an eye, your life can be utterly transformed in just a blink of an eye. So, you know, she obviously knew that there was something going on. It's like, okay, you guys all have that. You guys, we have all had that. I have issues right now that I'm just like, Lord, okay, is this something serious or can I just put this off? You know what I mean? We all have those situations. And Gina and her husband were in this scenario. You know, he's off defending our country. He's in the reserves and he's off defending our country. You know, the amazing thing about Gina, she's a veteran. She's a former Air Force active duty veteran. And so, you know, the more I heard about this story and the more I'm hearing it in my peripheral and I'm just hearing my wife is, you know, like trying to garner some support. I'm just like, you know what? I bring people on this show from all corners of the globe. Literally, and that's not an exaggeration. You guys can look at the people that we've had on Impacting Life 24/7. They're in different time zones. I have people on the show that when I talk to them, it's 2 days from now. So we have people from all over the world that have high level of degrees and make 6 and 7 figure salaries and have done tremendous things in life. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. We're you know, Impacting Life 24/7 is rocking, yo. But then when I'm listening in my peripheral about my wife trying to gather some a small, you know, morsel of support for this lady who I don't even know, I'm like, man, let me dig deeper and find out what's going on. because I can have people from all over the country and around the world come on this show, and I can have people with their highfalutin books and all of their palatial accolades. And if I forget that really the reason, the core of why we do this is to impact one life, then I need to shut it down. Y'all feeling me? Y'all know I'm going to still be me. CL King. There's a medication for this condition that I have. And so she says she kept watch over for 6 months in mid-November 2020. It started to bother her. And when she went to the dentist in January, and it took some time to get looked at again because of COVID and all the restrictions. And so she finally got to a doctor to take a look at it. And the doctor came in and looked inside of her mouth to the, you know, looking at the condition that she had. He disappeared for 15 minutes and came back and said, I can't remove that, but we can do a biopsy. And the biopsy came back as a rare form of cancer. So when I got the rest of this story, I talked to her husband, David, who is actually in our chat tonight. Welcome, David. We appreciate and love you and praying for you and for your family. David Zanatelli is the husband of Gina Zanatelli. And when I heard about the full measure of what these folks have gone through and are going through, I said, you know what? If God has given me the privilege, if he's opened up the doors for me to reach in the far-flung corners of the world with just my voice and our team, then I'm going to take your story and share it with them and get you some support. Because I understand how David and Gina are feeling. They live in Oklahoma. They don't have a lot of family around them. And they've got three young boys still left at the house. And it has weighed on my heart since I decided to do this, man. Their boys are 9, 7, and 5. Gina is a mom. And I talked to Gina today, and I've talked to David. David, like I said, who's blessed us being on the show. Thanks, David. He's in the chat now. Everybody just welcome David, and Gina may be watching, but just say hello to those folks if you would, please. You know, Gina's a mom. She's an Air Force veteran, and she recently, you know, this news that she got of a very rare form of tongue cancer. It may be maybe 20 cases a year are reported in all of Oklahoma. So they said, we've got to be aggressive because this has spread to her lymph nodes. And it has taken on a route that could be devastating. And when I heard the rest of this, story, Greg, you and I know Pete, and his wife, Gina, Nina, who was very, very close with us. Nina passed away just not too long ago. And I said, man, she had almost the exact same thing. And I'm not speaking anything into existence, but it really pierced my heart to realize that I've got to speak up and I've got to do something. I've got to use this platform for more than just trying to gain analytics and get people to like me and to have folks buy our merchandise and subscribe to our podcast. I got to use this platform for more than that. I got to use it for more than promoting people's books and, you know, have folks coming on and getting their stuff advertised all over the world. I got to do more than that. That's what, if you ever have known me outside of the cameras and outside the publicity, you know, train that follows us, Greg is the one that can tell you at the end of the day, man, I want to help people. At the end of the day, it's about impacting a life. We didn't create this slogan just for it to be cute. It truly is about impacting one life, one day at a time. And so here's where Gina is. She's in a very difficult position right now, ladies and gentlemen, because she had to have surgery to remove a portion of her tongue. And they had to go in through her lymph nodes and do some dynamic surgery there. And they said, that's not going to be enough. We've got to aggressively put you into radiation for 30 straight days. 30. Now, I don't know if I know we've meant, you know, I understand chemotherapy and radiation. Man, it's saving lives. But let me tell you something. There's some brutality associated with that. Gina showed me some pictures of herself today from the radiation burns that she has received from going through radiation. And I said, Gina, I'm going to tell your story. I'm going to tell you and David's story on our show. I'm going to ask our network of people around the world that if they would be willing to just give you guys a hand. Every person that comes on this show, I can't do this. Every person that has a need in the world, I can't do this. But I do know that you have to listen to God. And when he says move, you have to move. It's just that simple. Not for any ratings, not for any likes, not for any fanfare, but because God has blessed us to be, we've been diligent at this, y'all, since 2009. And I feel like when we come to you, you know that it's legit. You know, Greg took on the mission of helping the young lady that needed a kidney transplant. And that man, you know, circumnavigated the globe, reaching out to people. And we had the young lady on our show and we advertised and talked about her story, needing a kidney, couldn't go through all the things that she needed to go through and helped raise over $30,000+ for this young lady. Well, here we are again. So one of the side effects of what Gina is going through, y'all, is that she's been in the hospital 3 times. Let me get this right. She's been in the hospital 3 out of the 4 last weeks due to her inability to get enough nutrition and to eat, which is one of the side effects and complications of the feeding tube that she has now. Also, not being able to get enough nutrition is, and she's only taking in about 400 calories per day. She's only taking in about 400 calories a day, and she needs 3 times that much for the strength that she's going to need to get through the rest of her treatments. She's lost a lot of weight and she's been dehydrated. She can't keep any food down. And you know, obviously that's a major side effect of the radiation. And so her 3 boys, 9, 7, and 5, have been without their mother. And the child care costs have skyrocketed through the roof. I hope you guys can imagine with me that this is not easy for the Zanatelli family. This is not easy for the family that is. David Zanatelli is off serving his country in the Army Reserves. Mrs. Gina Zanatelli, a former Air Force service member and a veteran, was living life just fine. So one day she got the diagnosis that life isn't just fine. I just looked at Greg. I was going to do it together with you, but however you want to do it, that's fine, bro. We can do it on behalf of our whole team, or we can do it individually from Impacting Life 24/7. If you've done it already, that's fine. Greg says he's already made the donation and I plan on making mine at the conclusion of this show. But I looked at the mask that Gina has to wear, and it's this mold that is basically a mesh mask that they bolt her down to this apparatus And she has to stay bolted down. It's so traumatic, man, that she has to receive some sort of medication to calm her down while she gets this radiation treatment. Y'all, I'm just telling you, man, if we're really talking about impacting life, if we're really talking about impacting life 24/7, every now and then, when the 24/7 really hits us, it hits home. David can tell you, I don't know him. I reached out to him the other day and I was like, this dude's going to think I'm some stranger, because you know how strange the internet can be. And I'm like, hey, man, you don't know me, but I want to help you. You know, and Gina, she's got an association with my wife just through a long distance peripheral relationship. And so it's not like we're like, you know, we hang out at family reunions every year. But I feel like the Lord God said, man, I've given you so much, and don't just pass this opportunity by to use your mouth and use your voice to help and bless this family. And so David has served 14 years throughout active and Army Reserve, and he's actually fulfilled 3 overseas deployments. And so I want you guys to consider helping this family. Greg, if you put that GoFundMe link back in the chat again, we're going to need it several more times. They have a GoFundMe set up. And they've asked for, their goal is like $10,000. And one of the issues is that they just don't have a lot of family there. So they have to drive 2.5 hours. They've had to drive 2.5 hours to get radiation treatment daily. This is an aggressive approach that they're trying to do. And here she, Gina's thinking that she's out of the woods and she's coming to the tail end of her radiation and she can go home, and every time she has a setback. She can't eat. She's got to get a feeding tube. She's losing weight. There's a lot of other things, sores in her mouth, and she's back in the hospital again. 3 out of the last 4 weeks she's been in the hospital, not just, you know, an overnight stay, 9-10 days at a time that she's in the hospital. And so David is trying to, you know, how dare we leave one of our own on the battlefield and say, well, just figure it out, brother. God bless you. Hope you can make it. We're praying for you. Man, I already told these folks I'm praying for them, but at this stage right now, they need a little bit more than just prayer, y'all. When Jesus sat the 5,000 down after ministering, he said, we got to feed these folks. The disciples wanted to send them away. Let them go and find themselves victuals. And he said, nah, far, far be it from us that have the power to help them to not. Boy, don't get that boy teaching. If you can just give $25, I know Greg is always thinking of the math. That's great math there, Greg. 400 people to give $25. If we could get, if it doesn't matter the amount, we are going to support them. This is not something that I don't get, as you guys know, and you wouldn't even have to suspect. This has nothing to do with us. It doesn't even funnel through anything that we have. The GoFundMe is not set up by us. It's set up by one of the family members of Katrina, and I'm asking for you guys to consider making a donation. Greg's got the GoFundMe link in there. We will put the GoFundMe link in the show notes. For those of you listening on Impacting Life 24/7, the podcast, which is not live, so when you guys hear this, I want you to be able to know that we're going to just go look in the notes in the show, and you can go to that GoFundMe link. They've got a goal of about $4,000. I mean, they have raised about $4,000. They have a goal of about $10,000 to help. They got $4,690 raised of their 10,000 goal. And you know, I'm thank you, Katrina. Katrina says done. And you know, Katrina, who is one of our team members on Impacting Life 24/7, she has her own battle. So I know that she can relate to this story. And Katrina, you know that these days, some days it's like you want to smile, and other days you want to crawl up under a rock and it fall on you. And so we're talking about helping Gina and David Zanatelli from Oklahoma. And many of you folks don't know them. You don't have to know them, but just know that there is a need. So I'm going to share this with anyone who has ever been on this show. You better believe I'm going to tag you, and not because we're trying to monopolize an audience, but I know that anybody that has come on Impacting Life 24/7 has the heart of helping others. Otherwise, you wouldn't have got on the show. And we want to help this family. We want to help those three boys. We want to help while mom is still wrestling and battling. She is nowhere near out of the woods, y'all. She may be coming to the end of the radiation, but the radiation has caused some other issues that is keeping mom in an unhealthy state. You know, and just imagine, she hasn't even started recovery yet. You know, your tongue is the very member, the Bible says it's the most powerful member. Your tongue is the very member in by which you communicate. And she had to get part of that removed. They need gas for travel, back and forth to treatment. They need help with finances for food for those boys. And they just need us, y'all. You know, Greg, when you told me about the young lady who needed a kidney transplant, I said, man, I just felt like it was one of my daughters that needed a kidney transplant. Impacting one life one day at a time is so much more than a cute slogan. It's so much more than a group or cool garments that we wear. It truly is about people like this. Gina, David, we want to help, man. So if you guys can, go to the GoFundMe link that's in the chat on the live now. And if you cannot, just go to that link, the GoFundMe link that you'll see in the show show notes on our podcast. Again, our podcast is hosted in 33 states. It's in 17 countries. It's on 20 different platforms around the globe. And so we are about our Father's business. If you want to help, and you miss all of these opportunities, you can reach out to my wife, Charity King, on Facebook. And if you like, Charity's also creating a care package that we're sending to Gina. We just put some things together. That's how this all started. That's how I got involved, because I heard about a care package, and I'm just like, okay, what is Charity doing? Why is she doing this? And she doesn't even know Gina like that. You know, they're not tea drinking buddies. That, like I said, they just have an association through business, and that's about it. But when you see that somebody is trying, and it's a mother, her husband serving, trying to serve this country through the reserves, and I will not sit by and leave somebody on the battlefield. I've watched it happen to me. I've watched it happen to my wife, and I will never let that happen. If there's something that I can do, if you guys, same thing, reciprocate it around. If you see there's a need and you need CL, all you got to do is speak up. I'd ask for you guys to share this live, share this podcast, and let people know that we need their help. We want to just flood these people with an overwhelming amount of blessings, okay? And really do think that's it. I do think that prayer is powerful, and I do think that being a man of faith, though I am a flawed man of faith, I think that God can do anything, y'all. I think that God can do anything. So those of you listening to our podcast and those of you watching live, we're just going to have a moment to pray for Gina and their family. Lord, we thank you for Gina and David. We understand that sometimes, Lord, you don't make sense, but we also understand that you don't make mistakes. So we're asking that your hand would be upon Gina's life and that you would expedite the healing of this condition that she has. We're asking you to bring people into Gina and David's life through this broadcast that have never thought that they could serve a purpose greater than themselves. And God, tonight we've heard that, man, when we can put others first, how great our human existence is. We pray for the three boys. Pray that you give them comfort in this time of uncertainty, in this time of transient transition and always on the go. We pray that you would give those boys some comfort and solidify their confidence that mom is going to be okay and dad is going to be all right, and that there's people around the world that love this family. And it is because of you, Lord Jesus, that we do this. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Gina, our team is going to send you. Our team is already, the Impact Life 24/7 family is just amazing. Our staff, thank you, Greg. Thank you, Katrina. I know Mike will participate. I know Danny will. And I'm going to, as soon as I got the screen up right here, I've already clicked the donate now button. And so once I get off air and I can get up, because, you know, sometimes on a podcast, you're good from the waist up. I can't be getting up in my pajamas. But when I get up, I'll go over to get my wallet and make my donation. And thank you, folks. Thank you all for your time and attention. Thank you for giving us giving us an understanding of what our purpose is on this show. You know, and if you have someone that fits this category like this, just contact Greg, contact any of our staff, and we'll be glad to do the show. Of course, our show is Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. Every Monday and Tuesday and Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if we need to do extra shows to make an extra impact, we will. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer of this show. And if we need to run the show every night of the week to make an impact, we will. So those of you listening in Australia, those of you listening in Russia and New Zealand, and those listening in North Carolina and Oklahoma, if we can be of any service to you, that's why we created this platform. We surely didn't create it to heap upon ourselves the accolades of our own doing. It is truly to make an impact in one life, one day at a time. David, we appreciate you. We love you. And we will stay in contact with you. We thank you so much. Thank you guys for all of your support. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I also feel your presence of support. And so again, Greg's got that link in there for the GoFundMe. And I'll put it on my Facebook page. I'll put the GoFundMe on my Facebook page. We'll put it on all of our platforms. It'll be in the show notes for our podcast audience. And we're just asking you to, whatever you can, whatever God puts on your heart, please bless this family. And I know that heaven will reward you greatly. Thank you so much. Hope you guys have a great evening. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow night on Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. Thanks, guys.